This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Jamie J on our program today. He is an awesome entrepreneur. He's got an amazing story, and he's a friend. As we've learned in a book we read recently, and I don't remember who quotes it, but behind every mountain are more mountains. We're always going to have things to deal with, and some are larger than others. But you know what? There's people that get wrecked by smaller things than you shared, and they don't recover, and their life spirals out, and they don't come back and find happiness, and they just never fully recover. And life's full of people that way, and we all have our things that we deal with. But man, yours are big and they're powerful, and you found a way to get past it. And that is one thing about you is it seems like you're not afraid to try new things, and you do chase your creativity. And I want our listeners to know that you know, I haven't shared it enough, but Jamie owns several successful companies. He's on the top podcasts and shows in the country. He's got some. You think of a top business person, Jamie probably knows them. All of my buddies say that guy's the most connected person I know. And again, it's because of your mindset and just the way you come out and help other people. But you just got great ideas, and now you own all these successful companies that are growing, and you continue to evolve. And man, I appreciate you sharing your story to this point.
Well, heck yeah, thank you.
Is there any advice you would share to a listener that's going through something right now, that's something tangible, touchable, that you say, you know, this is, if you're going through something right now, and many of us are, is what's the next step for them? What do they do?
Yeah. I won't say the thing that most people would say and take action and do something like that. I think that they're probably not going to like what I say, and life's going to suck for a little bit. Just know that. And I think if you can understand and look at life and say, hey, this is not good right now, and it's going to be like this for a little while. But instead of focusing on that, if you can set your expectation and realize, hey, I'm in a bad spot right now, and realize it, like accept it. Okay, I'm in a bad spot. I accept this. Now, how do I get out of here? Like, where do I want to go? And I wouldn't set something like, in 5 years, I want to be here. No. Get that out of your mind. I would say, where am I going to be next month? Right? So what do I need to do to get there? And then I had a great conversation with a gentleman the other day, Jim Brown. And he said, well, if you want to do that, that means you got to get 167 people. That's like 37, people you got to contact to get 100. And I'm just going, whoa. But then he backed it up and he goes, dude, basically between now and then, you've got to make 4 calls a day. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty easy. So right away, you know, okay, if I want to be able to do this, you just back it up and break it down to its simplest forms. And I think once you break it down to its simplest forms, then you're going to be good. And I think segmenting out your day is really, really important. So if you're having a challenge, take that first hour of the day, get all your stuff done. And boy, you know what I did this morning, actually? I woke up and I got a nice kiss from Sarah. She had to go up. She was a personal trainer. She went and trained. She leaves at like dark 30 in the morning. And she goes, okay, just make sure, you know, I checked the chalkboard. So there's this little chalkboard in the kitchen. And I'm like, okay, I got my list. And I came in there and it says, you know, walk the dog. Hey, it's 50 degrees outside. Take a jacket. Like, she has this all done. The dishwasher is there. And, you know, the crock pot needs to put here. And so by 7:45, I'd walked the dog, fed the dog, put the crock pot away, put the dishes away, had a fresh cup of coffee, and I felt like I did more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.